I think it's broken. Maybe we can open it from the bottom and restart it. Or untangle some wires, or blow out the dust and wipe it down, close it back up, flip the switch, and nothing's changed. It never does. It always works exactly the same. A sudden burst of anguish, fizzling and burning like Roman candles. Happy 4th of July. I hope it was worth it. And then silence, as heavy and bitter as the moment before the trigger was pulled. The moment before the trigger was pulled, somewhere people believed they were safe, because they cannot be anywhere else, because they cannot love anywhere else. Because they were told that anywhere but Earth may not be so forgiving. So they try a flailing attempt to experience happiness. Happiness, normality, that nobody else can offer them. And because we do nothing, it ends. Inside, they were laughing and feeling and living unrelentlessly. And it ends. We know hell exists because it is living inside every mother and father who lost their child without meaning. They were only learning what it felt like to be free. We have the luxury of being sad and then angry and then fine and then back to work, forgetting the meaning of the word hate crime until the next time the news flashes red. They do not. They will be grappling with the notion of a light burned too quickly, too warm for the rest of their lives, and we will not. But we should. We should feel the pain of evil killing innocent forever, of suffering, of hatred, of non-existent empathy. This was not their destiny, not meant to be. This was no plan. It could not have been stopped, but it could have never begun. As a society continuously staring into the gaping void that is the failure of both the protection and the love of those who are exactly like us, what do we do now? It's not nothing.